This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Big news of the day, I guess nationally, President Trump going after former President Barack Obama. And we'll see where that goes in a legal battle, claiming that there's treasonous acts. And it looks like the DOJ in Florida is denying to release the transcripts from the Epstein files.
Yeah, there's so many different tentacles right now in Washington with all the mudslinging and the sensationalism and the reporting that's going on. Also, CBS is reporting this morning, Larry, that President Trump's name appears in the so-called Epstein files. And I would assume that this is information that they've gleaned in their investigation of Epstein and the people who came and went from the island or may have flown on his plane. That involves, you know, I would imagine hundreds, if not close to 1,000 people or more, and obviously being on a, you know, in, among the evidence of the people who had, you know, once seen him or been with him or on his plane doesn't necessarily indicate anything. And I think that might be one of the reasons why they have delayed. My guess is they've been trying to keep this, you know, this list from going public because they don't want people who haven't done anything wrong to be implicated, number one. But there's that.
So on those flight logs, there are multiple trips from Bill Clinton and Trump to this island, along with a long list of Hollywood celebrities.
And that may be what they're trying to. Now, the judge in Florida that's, you know, that said no to releasing the grand jury information, the grand jury testimony, the judge said her hands were tied. That, you know, that they didn't make a strong enough legal case for her to break the confidentiality the grand juries are supposed to have. It's supposed to be ironclad. So I don't know where that's going. And then in terms of the treason, actually, it was the director of National Intelligence briefed the media yesterday. She was referring to a House committee report that was done in the wake of the investigation of the Russia allegations. His, back when, remember in 2016 when the allegations were made that President Trump and the Russians colluded to, you know, fix the election? Well, in the internal investigation that followed that, there were some entries. I read some of this yesterday, and Catherine Herridge, the person who I, the former CBS correspondent who I follow on X now, posted pictures of it. And what they're trying to say is that basically all it all comes down to this, that President Obama and Clapper and Brennan, the two intelligence guys, conspired together to suppress information that would have cleared Donald Trump. That's what they're saying, if you want to water it down.
And then people suggesting why now? Because it creates a diversion from the Epstein files conversation for the moment.
And you know, some people that I've spoken to think that both are irrelevant.
I think day in, day out, people in this country that get up and go to work want to know, What are we doing today to help the country get on track financially, and what else are you doing?
And I think the Epstein files, that's become political because people want to use it as a weapon against each other inside the Beltway. I that's my gut level feeling. And the thing about the Department of Now, here's what's happened, by the way. Tulsi Gabbard, the director of National Intelligence, has given what she has found in this report from the House committee that investigated the Russia hoax. She's given that to the DOJ. They'll determine whether any crimes will be prosecuted if they think there are any to be prosecuted.
Well, wait a minute. Didn't they bolster a former president's ability to shield himself from a lot of legal wrangling?
Isn't this interesting, right? Because he was acting in his role as president when he was consulting with both Brennan and Clapper about the materials that are being haggled over now. Isn't it interesting?
Can't be prosecuted anyway.
That's a really great point. I thought about that last night.
And so
it kind of renders the whole thing moot.
It does. It's back and forth, but in reality, in terms of tangible things that people on a daily basis need, it has nothing to do with either.
Well, and this is the thing. I'll give you one example. Here's a great example. Did you know, Larry, that last month the Treasury wound up with a surplus?
No.
Think about it for a minute.
Well, I did know because you told me.
Yeah, but they had a surplus of, I think it was close to $30 billion. And that was just 1 month. And because they're getting increased revenues, number one, from tariffs. And then number two, revenues are increasing as well because the economy's heating up some. But those kind of things are not reported.
When they settle in with whatever the tariff talk has been, it's been delayed, changed, implied.
Oh, man.
No average citizen, myself included, has any clue about the details of all of that and the implications.
Yeah, which countries have done what and where we're at with the... Yeah, you all have no question about it. I follow it here and, some things catch me by surprise. But I agree with you. I think that my personal opinion is the national media is failing the American public by not focusing on what you're talking about, the day-to-day things that matter right now.
And so we don't know exactly where the tariffs will take us. But financially, if you're reporting the facts, the Treasury is reporting this surplus of money.
Here's another one. They focus on, let's talk about interest rates and Powell over at the Fed versus Trump, right? The focus on the national reporting is typically about the feud.
Trump called him a numbskull. Quote.
Right, exactly. Okay, now... But here's the thing. I'm reading a story earlier this week about a slowdown in the housing market. And, the person they were talking to said that the number one reason that it's happened is because of high interest rates. And the president's been calling for lower interest rates. Some movement in that direction might help. But how do we have that discussion nationally when there's a fight over, whether someone's a numbskull or not, or how much money they're spending on renovating the Treasury building? Or the Fed building, rather.
And so it goes.
Right?
Yeah. And we'll keep you posted on what is going on. And let's be honest, in this town today, the most important thing is fans going to Steeler camp.
And staying hydrated.
That said, TJ Watt should be the happiest man in Latrobe.
Well, he should be. And also, I was just thinking, if I were in his shoes, what a lot of pressure he's under now. Right?
Good. I hope it works.
Yesterday, Myles Garrett, by the way, did you hear what he said yesterday?
Oh, no. This is the Cleveland Brown.
Uh-huh.
He's there, TJ.
Basically, he's a pretty good player.
Yeah, he is.
He says he expects to be the defensive player of the year again this year, and he expects to win a Super Bowl. And when I saw that, I just laughed out loud. The clowns.
Listen.
The clowns winning a Super Bowl.
If the Browns win the Super Bowl this year, I'll have to think about it, but I will put it out there that I'll do something completely outrageous.
Right.
I'll walk to Cleveland.
Right? I mean, the chances of it happening, how remote is that?
Did you hear what happened at Cleveland yesterday?
So, oh, this is classic. Have you heard yet, Aaron? This is classic.
I don't know if I have.
The Browns could pull this one off.
So they were revealing their special uniform, you know, like the Steelers did for their throwbacks, and then they were going to do this on the lake on a platform, and they had this giant helmet covered.
Like a new helmet color that they were unveiling.
They were
pull back the sheet that was covering the helmet, and as they did, a photographer fell off the back of the platform into Lake Erie.
Oh,
only the Browns could do this.
And
there's video of it, and it is hysterical.
Which derailed the whole thing. Like, then they had to make sure the guy was okay and save him from the lake. And
I'm absolutely looking this up.
The only thing missing was the lake catching on fire.
Exactly.
That's insane.
Now, I have a college buddy, and his name is Bernie Carpenter, and he is a diehard Cleveland fan. And all the he texted me yesterday, what else could possibly happen to our team?
No kidding. Really, I mean, to be a Browns fan, I mean, you really have to have coping skills.
And it's bizarre. So Kenny Pickett gets a Super Bowl ring with the Eagles this past weekend, and now he's at camp with the Browns.
And they've What's got happening? How many quarterbacks do they have right now? Five or four?
They have
four?
Nine. Who knows? Nine, ten quarterbacks.
They've got the new kid, Shadur. Is that him? Shadur Sanders, right? And then they've got Kenny, and then they have Joe Flacco, I think, is up there, isn't he?
Very good. They have, I think you're right.
And there's another one besides that.
If you guys had to pick,
but Watson's out. They just ruled him out for the year again.
Is he out for the year?
I think that's what happened. I'm not positive, but I saw something.
All they went through, all they paid that man, and he's out. That's unbelievable to me. Yeah, it's a circus up there. It really is.
I didn't realize Browns, they had that many.
Browns placed Deshaun Watson on physically unable to perform list and is expected to miss the season. Holy smokes.
That is such, because his contract, because if you're injured, you still get paid.
Man, he's getting paid. Wow.
They got to be
what a contract.
They bit the bullet on that. And this is another thing my buddy Bernie goes, you believe this? We thought we had this great quarterback and all the mess that came with it. So
it just imploded the moment after the Browns signed him up. It was crazy.
Man, what a mess.
But the falling off the barge thing, Aaron, it's hysterical.
I cannot believe that
right
happened.
At the critical moment when they're peeling back the sheet to say, here we go.
Cleveland Browns. Splash of water.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, what else is going on? How about this? Let's see. Did you see they took a shot of this? I guess it's like a string of galaxies. We are so, I don't mean to demean, you know, your day in any way.
No, we're a speck in the whole
when
picture
you
here.
Look
yeah.
at the universe, and we keep getting more and more images. Like, we thought the universe was, you know, infinite, huge, whatever. It keeps getting huger as they send these.
And the pictures are just unbelievable now. The clarity and the detail that you can see.
Yes. Hey, there's something different. Scientists in South Korea have created a temporary tattoo that can detect if your drink has been spiked at a bar.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
That's a good one.
Whoa.
Hello.
Wait, can I just say this really quick? At my sister's wedding, one of the groomsmen is from, he was born in Korea. He was explaining to me how futuristic it is there. He said public transit, guess how long the longest wait time is?
I don't know.
3 seconds.
What?
Yes. Because late culture is not
a thing. Oh, that's right. Yeah, they're on time for everything.
They will publicly shame you, yes.
Yep, that's right.
Well, we talked to Doug Whaley last week, right?
Right, yeah.
I think it was a week ago.
Autonomous, yeah.
Doug is now with the University of Pittsburgh. He was the former general manager of the Buffalo Bills, and he's kind of like a GM in this NIL world, right, with football, with Pitt. Anyway, great guy. The reason we invited him on is he takes these autonomous, what's it called, Waymo?
Waymo.
That's the company, Waymo.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they're coming here.
Yes.
But guess what? He's been utilizing these where a vehicle.
In Arizona.
A vehicle picks them up. There's nobody driving. There's no
names on it.
That is just insane.
I mean, that's happening.
The futuristic things are out of this world. I would get that tattoo. I really would.
So anyway, yeah, you get this tattoo, contains a gel mixture, and it's obviously a temporary tattoo with a chemical receptor, and the tattoo changes colors if it senses this drug called GHB that some people have been spiked with. And, you know, obviously that's a great danger.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But I didn't realize Korea was that.
It is so, and neither did I, but we're sitting at rehearsal or we got lunch after, you know, at some point throughout the weekend, the whole bridal party, and I'm just talking with him and he's saying all these things and I'm just mind blown because it really sounds like you go to the future when you go there.
I've had some great Korean food, by the way. The only thing I know in Korean is kamapsumida. I don't know what it means. I hope I didn't offend anybody. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, isn't Rocket Man from North Korea?
Yep.
Kim
Jong-un.
Little Rocket Man.
He's not so little.
Oh, yeah. Why? This is the Big K Morning Show. We're going to check in with the National Weather Service just a second. But first, I want to clarify something I said in Korean. And you heard me say it, Aaron, right?
Yes, I did.
감사합니다.
Right? That's
yes.
What I said. 감사합니다.
Yep.
You know what it means in English?
What?
I'm impressed.
Boom. That's why you know
so,
it.
Yeah. That's all I know in Korean. That's based on Korea being so forward with technology.
Right.
And that's part of a conversation we were having. Meanwhile, it is hot. It is a code red alert day in Allegheny County. We're going to get into the low 90s, and we are joined by meteorologist Andrew Kensel from the National Weather Service. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
So we're going to be in extreme conditions, sunny, hot, and humid, right?
Yep, that's what we're looking at. We're looking to see temperatures in the city today pushing through the low 90s, possibly towards the mid-90s here, and humidity's going to be picking up. So after a couple of nice summer days, we're heading back towards the heat and sweltering conditions.
Yeah, and we're not the only ones. I know millions of Americans are dealing with the high heat. Now, that said, doesn't look like rain today, but as we get into tomorrow, and then once we get some of this rain, the potential for heavy thunderstorm activity exists over the weekend.
Yep, that's what it looks like right now. We're watching the potential for a couple spotty thunderstorms tomorrow to be strong, to possibly soaking across the area, bringing back a heavy rain threat that we've been dealing with, it feels like, for quite some time here after what was a pretty wet June and early portions of July for us.
And for those that don't know, the National Weather Service, in this case, your office here in the Pittsburgh area, is the official body to post watches and warnings. So we always broadcast those we are the official emergency broadcast station, so when you guys post alerts, we post them too. And there is the possibility, I guess, of some severe weather, as you just mentioned, this weekend.
Yeah, that's what it looks like right now. So just have a way to receive those warnings, and it's a great partnership here that we have with you guys for broadcasting those for us.
All right. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate it.
Yep. You have a good day.
You got it. Meteorologist Andrew Kinzel with the National Weather Service. So that said, Aaron, thousands of people will be heading to Latrobe today. So it doesn't look like rain, but it's the high heat. And people are telling you to stay hydrated.
Drink those electrolytes.
I love when people, you know, I understand the genesis of that, but you would think adults know, like, it's going to be hot, drink some water.
I think that's in this day and age, we got to be specific.
Yeah. Electrolytes, I don't know.
Yes, or how many cups of water a day. People might say, all right, let me drink this one cup before I head out.
Well, if you do want to go, what you need to know, we had a conversation with the Assistant Communications Director with the Steelers organization, Michael Birch.
Good morning, Larry. How are you doing today?
I'm good, man. I'm fired up. I'm ready to go. To get to camp, first and foremost, you need a ticket. It's free, but you got to have a mobile ticket, right?
Yes. Mobile ticket access either through the Steelers app, Steelers.com, or Ticketmaster.com. It is free, but you do have to register and have your digital ticket on hand as you try to enter campus and the stadium.
Is there a limit? I mean, are people going to be able to go pretty much when they want, or do you advise them to hurry up and pick their day?
Yeah, I would, especially with all the excitement around the team and a lot of new faces, I think it will be a busy training camp for the fans. I think we also return back to that more 2 o'clock standard afternoon practice time. Last year was a little bit different, so I think fans will come back. So I think it's pretty important to try to lock up your dates as early as you can.
Yeah, and by the way, that's back to where it was originally for many years. 155, if you want to get technical, on
right.
The practice dates. And how early do you advise people to get there to make sure they park and get situated?
I would say early. They'll let fans in at noon, you know, start lining up. You know, before that, I'll see fans lining up and cars lining up coming onto campus to park. But fans can enter at noon, which gives them time to find their seat locations, whether that's on the hill or in the stands. Fans are permitted to bring, you know, chairs and whatnot if they do prefer to sit on the hill. I would encourage fans to get there early. Parking is always a little bit tricky. Fans that have been there know that parking entrance is located there on St. Vincent Drive and Browers Road, but it can fill up and line up pretty early.
And that said, Michael, when people arrive and they've never been, what can they see outside of the practice itself? What's set up for the family to enjoy?
On that entrance that you roll into, you know, there's a whole bunch. There's the pro shop, a bunch of merch opportunities there, photo opportunities. We always have, you know, former players come back, opportunities for fans to interact with them. You know, in the family activity area, you've got things that the kids can do, from throwing the football and tackling the pads and jumping into the pads to try to catch the football. You know, all that kind of fun stuff. There's obviously food and drink up there as well. So there's a whole lot that they can do prior to the start of practice. Certainly, you know, autographs are a thing that the fans are always super excited for. You know, the players do their best to engage the fans prior to practice and after practice, whether it's coming down the hill from the players' locker room or the players come over after practice. You know, I know the players really actually enjoy that. It gets a little hectic and crazy with everybody, but I know that they really try to do their best to engage the fans in that way.
Michael Birch with the Steelers organization. So again, parking opens 11:45, gates at noon, practice starts 1:55, and get your free ticket, but you got to have one, a mobile ticket, and you can get it through the Steelers.
From the Goldberg, Persky & White News Desk, T.J. Watt talked with reporters Wednesday after moving in at Steelers training camp.
I'm just excited about this new team. I mean, there's so many new faces, as you guys all know, as the fans know, but the goal always remains the same.
I'm happy that they got that deal done before camp. It would have been a great distraction, and they don't need that. So the bookend was Aaron Rodgers and T.J. Watt and a lot of new names in between.
They're calling it a heat dome and is covering much of the eastern U.S., including Pittsburgh.
We're looking to see temperatures in the city today pushing through the low 90s, possibly towards the mid-90s here, and humidity is going to be picking up.
Yeah, that's our meteorologist friend, Andrew Kensel, from the National Weather Service. So it's going to be hot.
Imagine the Steelers playing in that heat today. Wow.
Well, like Coach Tomlin said, he was asked why they moved the practices back to the afternoons. Last year, they were doing morning sessions. He said
they didn't suffer enough last year.
Right. They need more adversity.
Wow. And the Bucks lost 3 to the awful White Sox. And then?
Pirates sweep the Tigers. Praise the Jolly Roger. All 3 games.
Yeah, I listened right here on KDK. We carried the game yesterday. I listened to a good chunk of it, and it was fun, I'll tell you. Greg Brown did the call for radio, and he was also with The Rock, you know, John Wehner, and they kept saying towards the end of the game, it was 6-1. We got, you know, this. How is this happening? The tale of two teams in 6 days.
It's a great way to put it, the tale of two teams.
So they've got an off day today, and they're in town for the weekend. And by the way, we're going to give you a chance to win tickets to a Bucks game coming up in August against the Reds in the next hour. But what a turn. You can't figure this team out.
No, but I enjoyed the while it lasted, these 3 games, and who knows what will happen when the D-backs get here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.